gentlemen. Thank you. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Okay. Talking Pets.
With John Hatch.
John Hatch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Hatch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Maria Ryan.
From Doggone Positive, here to answer your training questions. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. We're going to have a special guest joining us in the next half hour, Yvonne Lane Wonder. We're going to be talking about destination sitters. So stay tuned for that. And if you have any questions, we ask you to call at 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you in part by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors, like cat urine, which is the worst, dog urine, also feces, vomit, skunk odor. It'll take it out, and you can find it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS to get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. And don't forget, departing September 30th, off to Italy with Colette Tours. Join us at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. You can find out more information at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking. This is Talkin' Pets.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me.
Yvonne Lane Wonder, the founder and managing director of Destination Sitters, LLC, an entrepreneur for over 35 years and the mother of two children. She strongly believes that family always comes first. I want to welcome on to the program of Talkin' Pets, Yvonne Lane Wonder. Hey, Yvonne, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show with us. I want to introduce you to Maria that's with us and also Kayla here in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, Yvonne.
Hi.
So... it's funny, you know, when I was looking and checking out everything on your site and all, I just was at a wedding up in Pennsylvania. And before we get into the pet side of things, I just want to let people know that you deal with, like, hotel, Airbnb, babysitting, wedding child care, event child care, as well as pet sitting. But you're...
Yes, that is true.
Your organization is huge. You're all over the country, correct?
Yes, I'm in 21 cities, work with about 6,000 or more hotels, and then we work with events, weddings. We have a domestic travel team and an international travel team.
So your organization is out of is central where you are, which is San Diego, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Orange County, California, and then we have local offices in each location, and then another office, main office, is in Orlando for the East Coast.
Oh, cool. Actually, we're carried in San Diego on KCBQ, AM, and FM there, so a big shout-out to those guys.
Yeah.
And then also, there's so much to ask you about this, but I really don't mm-hmm. want to miss the fact of everything that you do, besides pet sitting, because that's what we're going to centerize our attention on. But I'm just fascinated with the fact that you're as large as you are, you're as big as you are, but I want people to also know, by using your services, and I studied up on your site a little bit, by utilizing your services, these people that come to watch their children or to the events or whatever to take care of the kids, almost like an instant nanny, you don't have to worry about any background checks or anything because your company does all that, correct?
Yes. Every single sitter is pre-screened. They are CPR, first aid certified, background check, DOJ, FBI, child abuse, drug panel, random drug testing, reference checked, personal professional. They come in our polo ID badge. They bring toys. We do all special needs children. We speak second wow. languages. So it's kind of, and then obviously we pet sit.
Yeah, the pet sitting we'll definitely get into. But again, I'm just fascinated with your organization, Destination Sitters, because of the fact that you are so vast and you're out there. And in this day and age, it's extremely important to make sure that background checks and everything that you mentioned are done on people that are going to be either coming into your home or going to a hotel, basically taking care of your children, but also your fur children as well.
Yes. So that's why I started the business 17 years ago. I was traveling, wanted a babysitter, wasn't available, and then I got the idea, did a little research with an attorney from my other company, and found out there's no governmental oversight, there's no licensing requirements for the space of temporary babysitting, and that's where the idea came from. The two of us came up with the screening standards. We wanted to make it as professional as possible, you know, create peace of mind for families that are traveling so they don't have to bring, like, their mother-in-law or their nanny. They can take a family vacation, get a babysitter when they want, how they want. 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, I don't care. We're here customizing everything that you potentially need, and you don't have to incur the expense of, you know, an extra hotel room or travel, airplane, car, whatever it is that you need. We just show up and alleviate the stress of having to, you know, bring that person along.
No, that's amazing because of the fact that, again, in this day and age, everybody's so busy. And the other thing, too, is that both parents have to work these days because it's hard to survive paying the bills
Correct.
And everything like that without both of them working. And so it gets difficult. But to get an organization like Destination Sitters to come in and take care of the kids and all, you know, for events or trips or and if they go on vacation, they do it there at the hotel as well, right?
Yeah, mostly we do. There's two sides to the business. One is that we physically go into someone's hotel room. We babysit the children. They can, you know, Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton's, Waldorf Astoria's, or they might rent an Airbnb, and we'll go to the Airbnb so that, you know, you can tap out and do dinner or go golfing or scuba diving, whatever your fancy is, you know, go to the spa or just take time off and go for a hike or sit by the pool and not have your children for a few hours and, you know, just create that space of mind and regenerate your own personal, you know, sanity. As, you know, moms and dads, we, you know, you don't really get a break. So you think, oh, go on vacation. How great. And you're sitting on vacation, not getting a break, going, wow, the kids are out of their routine or out of, you know, maybe they're overstimulated by Disney or whatever you've got going on. And it's exhausting for parents. So we just are that extra support that you might need.
You know, I'm sure when the kids are at a park like that, it's the ice cream, it's the candy, it's all of that that goes with it as well, that the kids are like all psyched and hyper. So mom and dad definitely need some time to get away. And it's the same thing with our pets. I mean, pets have become our children. Divorce rate being so high, of course, more people are single these days. And rather than marrying another human, they go out and basically adopt a pet, dog, cat, whatever it may be. And I want to get into that with Yvonne on the pet sitting side of Destination Sitters. Their website is destinationsitters.com. I highly recommend you check them out. It's a great organization. And is there a phone number for them to call real quick if they want to?
Our national number is 888-SIT-KIDS, K-I-D-Z, otherwise 888-748-5439. And every local area, if you Google it, will give you our local number.
Sounds good. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called CoeX. It's CoeX. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE10X is fragrance-free. SCOE10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free packages, and deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to do. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. $7 qualifies for cost health coverage. See if you're one of them. Call now. Our aides are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace, the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. 800-895-8120.
Tell me your favorite song. Maybe your
favorite song. Maybe your next location, darling, what you waiting for? I'll take you around the world to show you how I feel about you. Vegas, we can fly to Rome. Let's hit Jamaica. Everything I read, tequila down in Mexico.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-18-6401. If you've got a question, we're speaking with Yvonne Lane Wonder, the founder and managing director for Destination Sitters. And so I wanted to get into the pet side with you in regards to watching the pets. And as we talked about, when people are on vacation and they're out in parks or wherever they may be, it's a great idea to have destination sitters take care of the pets if they bring them along. And can you fill us in exactly on what procedures that destination sitters does for, say, for instance, if, you know, Kayla and her husband, my producer Kayla, went on vacation and they had, you know, their dog with them. How would you take care of that? How would it be set up? Do they call destination sitters and then you arrange for a sitter to come in? And what are the questions that need to be asked?
Yes, they can call us. They can book online, you know, in the process it asks if it's a child or a pet. Anything that comes into us comes in as a request, and we service the, just like we would take care of a child. I think, so that for us it's pretty simple. I think for, you know, parents that are traveling, pet parents or fur babies, that are traveling, there are a lot of pet-friendly hotels, and there are some hidden that, you know, as a pet parent, you should be asking before you, you know, book a hotel room, you know, is the hotel pet-friendly, right? I mean, there Correct. Are a lot of pet-friendly hotels now since COVID, and, you know, people are more actively traveling with their pets. You know, is there a nightly fee for the animal? Is there a cleaning fee? Is there a refundable deposit? Is it a non-refundable deposit? Like, does the hotel have a weight limit? Is there, you know, breed restrictions? You know, certain hotels, you know, say, oh, you can only go up to 50 or 60 pounds. The Kimpton properties, they'll go up to, I think, 100 or 120, so you could bring a large dog, right? So there's the breed restrictions on, is there a number of pets you can put in a hotel room? Is, you know, can you leave the pet unattended? Most hotels don't let you leave your pet unattended, and that's why you hire a service like mine, because they can bark, they can, you know, disturb other guests, they need to be walked, they need to be, you know, taken on, you know, their routines, fed, and also the hotels want to know that there's a pet in the room so that, you know, housekeeping or whoever might enter the room doesn't encounter a dog unexpectedly and potentially, you know, cause an issue with getting bit.
Right.
You know, does the hotel require the dog to be crated if it can be left alone in a hotel room? And so those are, you know, things that I don't think people necessarily think about before. They're just kind of loosey-goosey. Oh, I'm going to take my dog to a, you know, and they're going to be in a hotel with me. And, you know, they might get a rude awakening where there's either a weight restriction or a fee, or, you know, you can't leave your dog alone. Because we get calls all the time where families have checked into a hotel assuming they could leave their dog in a hotel room unattended, and the hotel's like, no, that's not going to happen, and they're passing our phone number off to the guests, and it's always wise to book in advance, and you get what you want when you want, how you want it, and, you know, there are times when people are calling us last minute because they were going to, you know, tap out for dinner, and all of a sudden the hotel's like, oh, where are you going? You can't leave your child or your pet unattended, and they're calling us, and we're trying to accommodate last-minute bookings, and if we can, we certainly do, but not always a good idea.
So with with the warm weather around the country and then, of course, school being out, a lot of parents are going to be taking the kids on vacations and all. But luxury and boutique hotels are adapting to the rise in pet travel as well, because people like to bring their cats or their dogs or whatever they may have. It may even be a guinea pig. And my curiosity, Yvonne, do you work also with the hotels? I mean, in terms of directly, because if a person, for instance, hopefully everybody's listening to the show right now and they're going to know destination sitters from now on. But if an individual doesn't know destination sitters, do you work with hotels to say, okay, you know, put up a plaque or something like that that says, you know, if you have a pet with you, we recommend that you speak with destination sitters? It might be more business for you, but maybe you're already doing it. I'm not sure.
We are on a lot of hotel referral lists, so you can get our name usually from, like, the concierge. If they don't have a concierge on staff, usually front desk has, like, a booklet. Like, if you want to go to an Italian restaurant, they have a referral for that. Or, you know, the babysitting, the pet sitting are all part of their resources that they refer guests to that have that need. We have a huge presence online, and so, you know, Googling us is, if you don't have a clue, you just Google pet sitting at hotels or hotel pet sitting, and we're probably going to be the ones popping up. You know, so that's, it's not so much like a plaque, because then they would have to do it with every vendor that they work with, but, you know, most of the larger hotels that we've worked with for many, many years, you know, have us on the referral list through the concierge desks.
That's good. That's good to hear. And also, I like your banner, basically, your tagline, "We don't sit, we play."
That's trademarked. Thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So the dog's not going to be bored, or they're not going to be lonely, or, you know, separation anxiety. You know, separation anxiety, and you let a dog alone in a hotel room, that could be devastating for a hotel room. So,
and the guests.
Yes,
and the
yes.
Guests.
Oh, yeah, especially when that little bill comes at the end. So
or
it's
that,
great.
Or if they bark, you know, if they bark,
right.
And you've got rooms on both sides, and the guests, you know, the dog could be disturbing the other guests at the hotel. There's, you know, areas that they can, you know, pet relief stations and things like that, that you need to, you know, ask the hotel where those are, because you obviously don't want to infringe on other guests' experience just because, you know, you have your pet, right? Is there
right.
a walking path? Is there a nearby park? What are pet-friendly restaurants in the area? Because so many restaurants are now pet-friendly. So if you are going to travel with your pet, there are just some common sense things to think through ahead of time that make your experience much more enjoyable. And, you know, if you have to hire a pet sitter, we're always available. You know, we also do weddings.
Yvonne, can you hold that thought for a minute? Because we're going to take
sure.
a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with the Yvonne Lane Wonder. She is the founder and managing director of Destination Sitters. You can contact them at 888-748-5439. Or check out their website, destinationsitters.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, struggling to just make the minimum payment. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-830-5050. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. John, tell everyone listening right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-830-5050. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-830-5050.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but, oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
Okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the L.A. Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes. He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is there a big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. Ah, she does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls, also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkingpets.com on the link page. K-L-K-I-N, pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Till next, for Talking Pets, Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
Don't forget to check out our website at talkingpets.org and talkingpets.com. Check out the video there of Yvonne Lane Under and Destination Sitters. It's right there on the homepage of Talking Pets. And check out their website, of course, destinationsitters.com. This is Talking Pets. They're on the homepage of Talking Pets. And check out their website, of course, destinationsitters.com. This is Talking Pets.
Blair, and you're listening to Talking Pets with my favorite fella, John Patch.
And this is Talking Pets, and of course, it's me, John Patch.
Me, Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
I like that, Maria. And we're speaking with Yvonne Lane Wonder. She is the founder and managing director of Destination Sitters. You can find them at destinationsitters.com. Also, their phone number, if you have a question for them or want to book them, 888-748-5439. So you could check them out there. And we started in Honolulu, Hawaii, so KHNR. They have an office out there, so give them a call. Also, San Diego, California, KCBQ. And don't forget about Tampa. They have an office here as well, so WSBG. But by the way, Yvonne, before we say goodbye, there was a couple more questions that I have. So if someone's calling your company, Destination Sitters, at 888-748-5439, and they say, hey, I'm bringing my dog to this hotel with me, we're going on vacation, or we have a wedding that we're going to, dot, dot, dot. Do the people, do you recommend them bringing, like, the dog's toys and this and that, or does your sitters show up with things to entertain the pets?
The only thing our sitters show up with is little doggy bones that has the little poop bags. Because if we need to walk the dogs, you know, most families forget this those things. But the pet supplies are things that parents should think about ahead of time, like get a checklist going, dog food, bowls, leashes, beds, crates, you know, comfort toys, you know, if you're in a car, harnesses, collapsible water bowls. Things that, you know, make your dog, you know, a pet first aid. Those are, you know, ideal because our sitters will do, you know, they'll walk the dog, they'll feed the dog. They, you know, obviously if they have to take potty breaks and things of that nature, you know, some weeks we actually pet sit more dogs than we do kids.
I believe that.
The dogs are taking over.
Yes, yes. And don't forget about the cats. I'm a cat daddy, so people bring their cats with them as well, not just dogs. And
that's
true.
True.
You know, cats are a big population there. So, but I want to ask you.
Say real quick is that, you know, when parents are traveling with kids and dogs, they should really, and now they should tell us that there's going to be a dog in the room. Because we have sitters that are allergic to dogs or afraid of dogs and or cats. And so sometimes parents forget to mention that they only think of the kids and like, oh, I've got two kids, you'll be babysitting XYZ. And the sitters show up and there's a dog there. And thank God, you know, when that has happened, the sitter's A, not afraid of dogs, and B, not allergic. But if that was to, because we do have both those within our, we have hundreds of sitters. And so, you know, that would be a bummer for those families that have to, you know, maybe not have a sitter if they didn't announce that they had a pet in the room or in their Airbnb, especially.
So Destination Sitters currently service 21 U.S. locations, 5,000 plus of the best hotels, wedding and event planners use them. So we highly recommend Destination Sitters. Give them a call, 888-748-5439 if you want to utilize their services. And I don't know who wouldn't, especially if you're traveling with the little human kids as well as the little fur babies. So before we say goodbye, Yvonne Lane Wonder of Destination Sitters, what would you say is the number one, in your mind, most common mistake pet owners make when they're traveling with their dogs?
That they don't pay attention to the hotel's pet policies. They just assume it's no big deal and check ahead that the requirement and the property that they're staying at.
And that's coming from Destination Sitters themselves who did this. So that is a number one kind of mistake that people make. And you want to make sure that it's okay to have your dog, cat, whatever in there, because then you're looking for another hotel, you know, and they all might be booked. So listen to Yvonne Lane Wonder. And
the hotel's restrictions, you know, because they could be pet friendly, but they have restrictions.
And you're looking for another hotel, you know, and they all might be booked. So listen to Yvonne Lane Wonder. And
the hotel's restrictions, you know, because they could be pet friendly, but they have restrictions.
Right. There's like the hidden rules you mentioned earlier, the restrictions, and also sometimes there's hidden fees involved.
Mostly. Most hotels have fees for pets and cats, dogs and cats. And it ranges anywhere between like $50 to $100 for each pet.
So, Yvonne, if there's something I missed that you really want to put out to America right now about destination sitters, what would it be?
That I absolutely love dogs, and I have four Weimaraners myself.
Nice.
I love Weimaraners. Now you've really won me over. I just love the color of them. That pewter color, and I've always wanted one, but my house is full of cat babies, so they own the house.
Well, I have four that are just the love of my life, and my kids tease me and say, you know, Mom, you spoiled the dogs more than us. And I said, well, y'all are off on your own now, and I can't stop being a mom, so I got to love on something.
I'll tell you, though, that's pretty common, though. I hear that a lot on the show, that some people, you know, they love their pets more than their own children, or else they buy more for their pets than they do for their own children. Hence why the pet industry right now is a $165 billion industry a year. That's a lot of money.
I'm contributing to that, feeding four dogs.
I've got four cats, and I know the feeling. So, but Yvonne Lane Wonder, I want to thank you for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a great pleasure finding out about destination sitters. And again, if somebody wants to visit, I'll let you do it. Your website and call your phone number. Can you give that to us again?
DestinationSitters.com. 888-748-5439.
Sounds good. Yvonne Lane Wonder, thank you so much. And I wish you the best with the service, and Destination Sitters is the way to go. So thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, Yvonne. You too. And that's Yvonne Lane Wonder. She is the founder and managing director for Destination Sitters, a service that is highly recommended, especially in this day and age. And, you know, Maria, I would say, you know, she hit the nail on the head there when, she, you know, whether you're traveling with human kids or you're traveling with pets as well.
Yeah, definitely. I know when I travel, whether we drive up to New York or go over to Tampa Bay, it's like we take the dogs with us. And now we have Love also, so we have another dog. And
when did this one come along?
Lovey, she's been with us for a minute. She's been with us for like since October.
Wow. Well, congratulations on Lovey.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
I got to ask, why Lovey?
Yes. That's the name that she came with, and we kept it, of course, because, you know, it's just a sweet name. But when Tammy told me about her, I was like, oh my God, I had a dog when I was like five named Love. And we called him Lovey and Love and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, we have to get her. Just based on that, we have to get her. But no, she's super sweet. But yeah, with the two dogs, it's like, you know, we, Tony Neufel has, you know, separation anxiety. So I was like, we have to get her. Just based on that, we have to get her. But no, she's super sweet. But yeah, with the two dogs, it's like, you know, we, Tony Neufel has, you know, separation anxiety. And when we go over to Tampa Bay, we take him with us to like a couple of the outdoor seating restaurants, that type of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he's so chill. He loves it. He's such a good boy. And we would do the same with her too. But it is kind of nice, like, if you're going to go out, maybe you want to go somewhere, you know, that maybe isn't a dog-friendly place or whatever. Or you just need a break. Nice to have that.
I think it's the peace of mind as well that is great with destination sitters, because of the fact that, you know, like I said earlier, if you go out and then all of a sudden you're out enjoying with your partner, like a night out at dinner or something, and you leave the dog alone in the hotel room, you kind of wonder what's going on back there. But this way, when you have a pet sitter there, or, you know, a sitter for your kids, if you don't want to bring them along, which sometimes you need your space, this way they're secure.
And at my project, or, you know, that type of thing, where it sounded like they're like, if you want to work for us, everybody's background check.
Right.
FBI, you know, criminal, sexual predator, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, hold on to that thought. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 90% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
A dog rescued from severe flooding caused by recent storms in the southern United States has found a new forever home after capturing hearts online. The mixed breed dog, nicknamed Lucky by rescuers, was discovered stranded on debris during rising flood waters as emergency crews and animal rescue volunteers worked around the clock to evacuate stranded pets. Video of the frightened dog being carried to safety quickly spread across social media, drawing thousands of supportive comments and adoption inquiries. After receiving veterinary care, food, and temporary shelter, Lucky was officially adopted this week by a family who said they were moved by the dog's resilience and calm personality despite the traumatic ordeal. Animal welfare groups say natural disasters continue to leave thousands of pets displaced every year and are encouraging owners to include pets in emergency evacuation plans. Rescue organizations also praise volunteers and foster families who helped care for animals affected by the storms. Visit TalkinPets.com and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And the number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And give us a call if you've got a question about your pets, a training question or a behavior question, and we would like to talk to you about them. Maria, in your suggestion, how basically... how much time do you think it needs to, like, a training session? How long should it be?
I mean, when I work with people, I work with them for an hour. We're not working the dog the entire hour. But what, you know, and that's just because I've only have people for, you know, a collectively say they do a 6 sessions with me. Well, that's 6 hours. But, you know, I want them to take what I recommend for their pets training program is to spend not only 10 to 15 minutes maybe twice a day, which is hard for some people, so maybe 10 minutes once a day doing like the official training where they go over what we went over in the course when we were together, but also take that information and incorporate it into your daily life. So if you have a dog who's jumping all over the place, you work a solid sit and you have everybody come in and tell the dog to sit, you know, the whole program that goes with it. But you're using all the basic obedience skills that we've learned and that I've taught you to teach your dog as ammunition because otherwise we're yelling at the dog, stop, don't jump on me, blah, 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 or come back, you know, teaching them to come when called. Well, that's just simply a name recognition. That's all that is. Because nobody's out there when their dog bursts through the door. Nobody's out there going, Fluffy, come. They're like, Fluffy, get back here.
Yeah, they put it into sentences.
Yeah.
Which a dog is going to be confused.
And you're using the dog's name. You're not being all official giving them the command. So I teach name recognition. And that's something that you use throughout the day, you know, when you're with your dog. Hey, Tony, come here. Tony Newfoundland, come on. Give him a treat when he comes over.
Do you think a lot of people, like, when they have a training session with you, like with Doggone Positive, do you think that, okay, they're there for an hour with you, and they're teaching their dog this and that and everything that you're teaching them? Because it's almost it is teaching basically the parent more so than teaching the dog.
Teaching the human. Yeah, the dog is fine.
And teaching the human, it's highly recommended, like you said, when they go home, right, that they keep it up. Because if they diverse from what you taught them to say to the dog or do with the dog, that's going to kind of be insufficient towards, you know, learning the process.
Well, it's confusing to the dog. And then if you don't practice, it's not going to work. So you might as well just throw your money out on the street, honestly. Like, people come to me or they call me for consultations for information, and they're paying me. And it's like, okay, that's great. I'm glad you're paying me. Now you need to do the work. You know, I don't live with you, so it doesn't matter. Like, I will model behavior also for people, but I'm not going to work solely with your dog, because it doesn't matter if your dog listens to me. I know your dog's going to listen to me because I'm a dog trainer. So I need you to become that dog trainer for your dog and, you know, implement what I'm showing you and teaching you, so that your dog, you create that relationship with your dog, and it's a relationship of trust. But I mean, I really can't make my training program any easier. You can do it while sitting down. I am a full-time wheelchair user. Hello. I sit down all the time. So it's like, it's not complicated.
Do you think that the size of the dog matters when you're training, like a small dog, like a Chihuahua versus something like a St. Bernard?
I don't know, like, in the way of what, anything specific, but not really, no, because it's the same science that are used, so it's all the same.
So it doesn't really matter if it's small or large. I mean, some of the techniques that, in terms of, like, if you're using physicality type things, like a chair or something, that might differ. You want them to get up on a chair or something like that. A large dog could easily get up anyway, but a small dog may not.
Right.
So you got to kind of compensate.
You might need the steps. Like, there are certain, so that would be a difference. Like, if you want your dog to get up on a chair or onto the couch or onto your bed, and they're little, you know, let's incorporate steps. But that's also a good idea for larger breed dogs, especially when they're puppies, like all of these sized dogs, doing it when they're young, so that you're teaching them that young. And it's great for large dogs too, because, you know, if they have hip problems later or anything like that, you don't want them jumping up or off your bed. Teach them how to use the steps.
Right. Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. By the way, I want to give away a bottle of SCOE 10X to someone who has never won it, never used it. I want you to try it. It's an odor eliminator, so if you have an odor you want to get rid of, sorry, it doesn't work on people, in terms of, like, getting rid of your husband or whatever. But it does work on things like poop and vomit and skunk and everything else in your home, in your office, in your car. All right, I want to speak with Sydney, and whatever shows up, you get a bottle of SCOE 10X. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
818-818-6401. Thanks for joining us in this hour.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment only and does not tend to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.